On this third Sunday of Advent, Boston Catholics met the man who replaces Cardinal Bernard Law. Bishop Richard Lennon celebrated Mass today at Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross. He's the interim leader of the Archdiocese, appointed by Rome in the wake of Law's resignation on Friday. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyeroff has more.
The new leader of Boston's 2 million Catholics made his way to the altar today, wearing the tall white hat and carrying the gold staff that used to belong to Cardinal Law. In his first public remarks, Bishop Richard Lennon said he wants a more open dialogue.
We have heard many people and many groups come forward with ideas for how to go forward in addressing the issues. We need to hear what is being said by those who love the church.
Lennon inherits serious problems. The archdiocese is facing dozens of civil lawsuits and is still considering whether or not to file for bankruptcy. More private church files of priests have been given to victims' lawyers and will be made public. And Cardinal Law has been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury for possible criminal misconduct. During his homily, Lennon reflected on the day's biblical reading to show he understands the depth of pain this scandal has caused.
The crisis that we have been living through now certainly is reflected in that reading. For how many are brokenhearted? How many are captives of the crimes and the sins of sexual abuse against minors?
Lennon received a standing ovation after his comments. At 55 years old, Lennon is the youngest bishop in the archdiocese and was only ordained a bishop a little over a year ago. But parishioners who heard him speak during Mass expressed confidence. Here are Helen Lynch and Dick Steele.
He has peace in his eyes, and I think that's important. He made eye contact, and he doesn't seem proud. He seems like one of us.
Sounds like we're off to a great start. He wants to be a good shepherd. That's what we need.
Outside the cathedral, protesters picketed during Mass. One held a sign that said, "Law is gone, the fight goes on." Paul Beyer is with Survivors First.
Just because we have a new bishop doesn't mean that we have a change in policies. We still need to get the church to reimburse victims for lifetime therapy. We still have not seen any church officials disciplined because of this.
In a signal that Bishop Lennon intends to be more open, he did not leave the cathedral through the back door, as Cardinal Law has done since January. Instead, he walked out of the front door, where he met briefly with protesters.
It has to be cleaned
up.
It has to. It cannot continue.
It will.
A woman shook his hand and said, "It has to be cleaned up." "It will," Bishop Lennon responded. "It will." For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.